Triple S Barbecue Saloon Bar.
It's a points fest here.
Maroons footy tips.
Oh, you gotta love your rugby league.
Rightio, and thanks to Triple S Barbecue Barnes, it is time to rock and roll with the footy this weekend. And can you believe we're already into round six? Maroon, good morning, mate.
Good morning, Moffy. Yeah, we're already into round six, mate, and it just hasn't got any better for the poor old Broncos, brother.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. What about this? So the betting was like, I think, was it $12 or something for the Broncos when I looked this morning, and $1.03 or something for the Panthers for this game tonight?
But it's just one of those years where, you know, the bottom place sides aren't even capable of producing an upset. I mean, you look at this game in particular, or the Rabbitohs-Tigers game, you just don't see where an upset could possibly come from.
Mm. Mate, it's going to be a tough one, I think, for the Broncos tonight. Then we've got tomorrow night, obviously, the Knights taking on the Sharks at Newcastle.
Yeah, look, the Knights, this would be an interesting one, Moffy. Obviously, in the last 48 hours, we've seen the demise of John Morris as Cronulla's coach. So he takes off straight away. That's all old news by now. Hannay comes in, and then next year Fitzgibbon takes over. So how do the Sharks react to that? I think it's got to derail them in the short term. And the Knights still got a couple of players out, obviously Mitch Pearce, but they do get a few back. So at home, I think the Knights will be desperate enough.
Then we got the Storm taking on the Roosters. This, I reckon this is going to be a cracking clash, this one.
Yeah, look, I think this is an interesting game for a lot of reasons. Firstly, these are the two teams, Moffy, that just won't go away. We thought maybe Melbourne would have a bit of downtime without Cam Smith, and then we thought the Roosters might have a bit of downtime without Cordner and Luke Keary and Jake Friend and etc. etc. But these are great clubs, mate. They are great at producing rugby league teams. They'll both turn up, and I think this will be a cracking good game. And I think because it's in Melbourne, I'm going to take Melbourne.
Now, then we head out to Mudgee on Saturday afternoon. Manly taking on the Titans. The Titans are in the seventh spot at the moment, into the top eight. It's like someone's all of a sudden said during the off season, boys, this is how you play footy.
Look, you know what, mate? I feel like, and I know people will disagree with me. I feel like there's a little bit of, I don't want to say imposter, but I think the Titans have got a lot to prove yet. If you think about it, they've played the Broncos, they've played the Cowboys, and they've played the Knights with about half a dozen players out. So, I mean, you can only play what's in front of you, but I think Manly are going to beat them. I just think after having a win last week, DCE and Kieran Foran, and I think they're up for it, Manly. I really do.
Mm. Now, I don't want to say there's any jealousy at all from Jan's husband, John, because she's the West Tigers supporter, and you've been nice to the Tigers lately, but I think that could all end with this game, the Rabbitohs and the Tigers.
The thing is, for me and Jan, we'll have to resume our friendship next week, Moffy. We can't be pals if Souths are playing the Tigers, right? Mm. I love Jan. I'm sure John's a great bloke too. But this week and this week only, we are enemies. The Bunnies will absolutely lap this mob.
Let's head down to Canberra. Saturday night, the Raiders and the Eels. It's going to be cold down there. How's it going to be for the Eels?
Yeah, well, this will be an interesting one. I'll tell you what I think. The Canberra Raiders, okay, they've won three games, but they've been a little bit shaky this year. They probably should have won one more. I feel like they're going okay, but they just need to really put it all in alignment this week. And I think playing Parramatta in Canberra, I favour the Raiders, and I really think it's an opportunity for them to really take it up a notch. The Raiders, they've won three from five, like I say, but there's a little bit of doubt about them at the moment.
Mate, this other game between the Dragons and the Warriors, this could really go either way, but I think the Dragons are probably just going to be too strong there at Jubilee.
Well, they get another ex-Broncos player, don't they? Josh McGuire. Now, he's coming to the Dragons to team up with his old mates. How about, I don't know if he's playing this week, but the first thing I think of when I think of this game, Warriors without Adam Fanua Blake and a couple of others, I feel terribly sorry for them because Brownie's a mate of mine, but I think the Dragons are going to make it five in a row, and who would have thought that was possible?
Mm. And, of course, the match of the round, the Cowboys and the Bulldogs on Sunday afternoon. It'll be an evenly matched game, I think.
I think so, mate. Look, this is one of those games. You'll forget where you were when this game was on. You'll forget it was on. You'll be at the Triple S Barbecue Barn going, oh, I forgot to record the game, because it's a game that'll mean nothing in the larger scheme of things. But because it's in North Queensland, mate, I'm going to take the Cowboys.
Lovely stuff. Well, mate, talking about Triple S,
What have you got for me?
Well, they've got there on their burgers the onion jam that they put on there. It is delicious. So you've got, you think about it, you've got your chicken, the seasoning, the glaze, the onion jam, whacked on a burger, fancy little board things. I tell you, that is living.
Well, I wasn't going to say anything, mate, but the last time me and my beautiful wife, Miss Portugal, caught up with you, it was in the morning, and you smelled a bit oniony, and she said to me, I think bloody Moffy is having the onion jam on his toast. It's not for that, Moffy.
Mate, I tell you what, if I could live there, I'd live there.
Oh, I'm sure you would. I mean, you too well, mate.
I've already nicked their cowbell.
Wow. Now you're stealing things from there. Cups and saucers next.
Yeah, we'll give it a go.
All right, mate. Well, listen, I hope your team lose on the weekend. I'm sure they will. Go the Bunnies. Jan and John, go the Bunnies. Everybody at Triple S Barbecue Barn, no more onion jam for this palooka.